You're listening to Nashville Public Radio. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Nashville is now one of 20 finalists for Amazon's highly coveted second headquarters. The new HQ promises to bring as many as 50,000 jobs, but it's not clear what Nashville is promising in return. Adam Sitchko with the Nashville Business Journal has been reporting on the city's incentive plan, and he's here in the studio with us. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So this whole process started last fall, September. In one article, you said this could be the most extreme economic development contest of all time. So do we know what was in Nashville's pitch?
We don't know very much about what was in Nashville's pitch, and that's the case for the majority of the cities and markets that bid on this headquarters, I would say. The bid was compiled by the Nashville Area Chamber of Commerce, acting in concert with the mayor's office and also the State Department of Economic and Community Development. For reasons including open records laws and the fact that the chamber is a private organization, they've declined to publicize the details of exactly what was in the city's pitch to Amazon.
We've seen some reports from other cities, one that comes to mind, Newark, New Jersey, offering $7 billion in state tax incentives. Do you think it's unusual, though, that Nashville isn't releasing much of any information at all?
I think a number of cities may not have taken as specific an approach, and they may have, in broad strokes, outlined the various incentive programs that exist. For instance, we know that Metro makes available a jobs grant of $500 per job per year over a 7-year period to any number of companies that are expanding in the city. And Metro also has the ability to waive property taxes. The state also has its own prescription for incentives programs that are out there in public. So you can do some very rough math, but we still don't know with any precision or specificity what exactly is in that bid.
What do you think Nashville's real chances are?
There's actually an Irish bookmaker who will let you place wagers on which city is going to get this Amazon bid. I did not check this morning to see what the latest movement on that board was. But, you know, when this bid first started, it was almost like a fantasy. You know, a project of this scale does not come around every year or even every decade. This is now more of a gut check moment for the people who live and work in this city. Do we really want this? Can we absorb this amount of growth when we are already having debates about housing affordability, transit issues? I think another question is going to be the size of our tech workforce. If you look at the other 20 cities in contention here, most of them have more sizable existing pools of tech workers. So I feel like Nashville's bid would have to rely more on the build it and they will come dynamic as opposed to being an Atlanta or a Raleigh who can say, we already have this many tech workers here to choose from, plus those who will move here if you choose to make us your new home for the corporate campus.
We'll be following this story as it progresses. Adam Sitchko, reporter for the Nashville Business Journal, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.